In Queensland's north, live export is the biggest market for cattle.
Probably 50 to 60% of our income comes from live export, and as I said, you know, it is an important component of our market strategies as a beef enterprise here in the Gulf Country.
Barry Hughes lives at North Head Station near Georgetown.
To be able to have market options going into new countries is vitally important for the sustainability of this part of our industry, and I guess what I'm talking about there, Lydia, is the problem we've just faced with Indonesia cutting back on third quarter quotas. It really highlighted the fact that we don't have a plan B when it comes to live export on the scale that we do have that relationship with Indonesia, and to have another option that we can build and foster to that scale is great news.
What do you think could be in this deal for you?
Well, I guess first and foremost, it gives us another marketing option, which is something that is, you know, badly missing from the ability as a producer in the current circumstances, whether it be climatic or financial, to have that other option of a market space is going to be able to change the dynamics of the way that we market our cattle, the way we manage our cattle. So to me, that's probably the game changer, and that's something that I think the industry will pick up on very quickly.
Barry Hughes, is 1 million head of cattle at all realistic?
Look, that's up for debate, Lydia. At the moment, given the drought conditions right across the north and the northwest, it's certainly going to put pressure on the supply of those types of numbers. But like any market, I think it needs to be grown at a pace that can be, you know, lay down the foundations for a much more sustainable market area for us. And yes, 1 million head will make the headlines, but at the same time, we need to be conscious of the fact that we need to grow into that market so it is sustainable.
One of those that's been sourcing cattle for current live export orders to Vietnam and Indonesia is livestock agent Ashley Naclerio from Richmond. He says the bulk of his work has been filling increasing live export orders over the last couple of years. But with drought conditions affecting more than 80% of the state, cattle are becoming harder to source.
Yeah, look, numbers are definitely shortening up with the requirements for export at the moment and the weight limits and restrictions and the guidelines for what their cattle need to be to go to Indonesia. It is certainly getting tougher to source those cattle. Generally speaking, we're getting to the lighter end of the season. So, you know, cattle are in a store condition. They're a little bit lighter. They're not holding their weight as well. So it is definitely getting harder to source them. In saying that, we have seemed to be filling the order still reasonably comfortably at this stage.
There has been talk that producers have locked in contracts to send cattle to the meatworks, and within the time frame between making that booking and you know, starting to having to get them in the yards to send them off, that they haven't been able to meet the specifications because of drought conditions. What is the situation on the ground? Do you think that this part of the world in particular could support, you know, continue to support live export with the current drought conditions?
Yeah, look, certainly with current drought conditions, probably not. I have no doubt that there's plenty of cattle that were booked into the meatworks that haven't come in just with the season. So, look, at this stage, if it doesn't rain, we're certainly going to peter out at the end of the year. But with another good wet season and get some cattle numbers, some breeder numbers back here in the north, things will continue to go, but we definitely need a wet season to get that to happen.
Do you think, and from what you're hearing from an industry perspective on the ground, that Queensland could be a part of this deal supplying live cattle to China?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got no doubt about that. It obviously depends on what the specs and that happen to be, which no one knows at the moment, Lydia. But the North Queensland cattle industry is very strong. And obviously, the numbers are a bit short just with the drought. But look, yeah, we can certainly be a huge factor to the Chinese market, I would think.
What kind of impact do you think the deal with China could have on current prices that we're seeing, which are currently record cattle prices?
Yeah, look, I think it would only help. Another market is always a huge thing, and supply and demand drives our industry. So, yeah, if someone wants to take 1 million live cattle out of Australia, it's going to keep those prices high, that's for sure.
How high do you think the price can get?
Jeez, how long's a piece of string, Lydia? I'd like to say it'll get to $6 like the States, but, geez, it's all speculation. You wouldn't know where it could be.